You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Think of tossing horseshoes, and several things come to mind. And almost all of them likely deal with relaxing. Local horseshoeing enthusiasts refer to these as the three B's: beer, barbecues, and backyards. But this Labor Day weekend, a new brand of horseshoeing is coming to town, one that replaces Budweiser's with Stone Cold Concentration. The Michigan Horseshoe Pitchers Association is hosting its 91st annual state championships at the Kalamazoo Area Horseshoe Club. WMUK's Chris Killian reports.
Your problem.
More than 80 participants from across the state and representing a variety of skill levels are expected to compete in the event. Judy Dennis is the Pitchers Association's vice president. She says competitors have to have thrown in at least four organized events to qualify.
Depending on what class you're watching, I mean, like if you were watching Class A, you would be amazed at how many ringers are thrown. Now, if you were to watch a lower class, still, it's interesting, don't get me wrong. But it's not, to me, as exciting as watching these guys go and doing in the end, say, look, he never misses.
Dick Frakes, former state champion and president of the club, was hanging out at the courts on a Monday afternoon, playing with a small cohort of pitchers under threatening skies. The tournament, he says, is the real deal.
There's a lot more to the game than what anybody thinks of, but just playing in the backyard, just having fun, nobody gives a damn, you know. But this is blood. I mean, they're coming all the way from all around the state to come over here to play. And then getting ready to have the fun before they have to send the kids off to school again first of September, okay? So that's what it's all about.
There are 18 lighted courts at the Kalamazoo Horseshoe Club, located next to the main landing path at the Kalamazoo Battle Creek International Airport. Before the club was founded in 1980, this area held rodeos and other horse events and was covered with large piles of manure. Frakes and some friends got to work removing the waste, leveled the land, and the courts were born. The humble game, like so many, has its standards and rules. Each match consists of 40 shoes, or throws. Ringers count for 3 points, and shoes within 6 inches of the post count for 1 point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the match wins. Pitchers must move clockwise around the pit after they're done pitching, Frakes says. Competitive horseshoeing has rules, sure, but what most distinguishes it from the backyard is throwers' keen appreciation of courtside etiquette. Rule number one, be nice.
The only difference between the backyard and this one is that this one is a little more organized and less verbal.
What does that mean?
Well, you don't want to go when you get babes and you get guys in the backyard, and then all of a sudden a few beers and language comes out, and here you can't have that language. Gotcha. I would say it, but I don't want to burn your radio up.
Sometimes a thrown shoe has a mind of its own if it misses the clay pit.
That's twicey.
Other times, well, it's perfection.
Oh, man, perfect ringer.
High-level horseshoe pitchers can reach ringer rates of almost 90%, Frakes says. So what's the secret of throwing good shoes, as the saying goes? Watch your rhythm, and most importantly, don't breathe, he says.
Timing. That's the way you get your ringers. Without the rhythm and timing, you don't get anything. And you got to learn how to breathe. When you get ready to throw the horseshoe, you got to stop your breathing. Don't breathe in, don't breathe out, because it'll change the way your shoe lands in the pit.
The 91st Annual State Horseshoe Championships runs through Monday behind VFW Post 1527 off Kilgore Service Road. Admission is free. For WMUK, I'm Chris Killian.